Blog Talk Radio.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all, I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, that's your heartbeat. It either caught me, or it caught me, Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
Thank you.
like foes. Black look like a revolution. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish boil in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feel like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurt, like a heart test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair and good hair. Look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money. Look like Walmart, like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah. Impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson. Sing like Nina. Got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational. Feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child.
Sound like thick black swinging and sneaky uncles. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, still frustrating, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like push the personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees. The front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail combs, stunning gold chain, gold teeth, black men and big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child. Oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy. Make me so happy. Beautiful child. The day that we
Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life sometime. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you. It's The Laughing Heart by Charles Bukowski. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Epiphany Radio's Kings and Queens Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are talking people, places, and things. We hope that you will bring your artistic perspective on the topic to the mics with us. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just press the number 1 to be heard. I'm your host, Sabrina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by the king himself, King Atterbury. How are you this lovely evening?
Hey, how you doing, Queen? I'm feeling good out here, just paying attention, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot
going
on in the world.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got
the
Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
Super full moon.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you feel like those
there,
are affecting you?
Huh?
I said, how do you feel like they're affecting you?
It's not affecting me at all, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm always watching for people, places, and things. You know, that's how you keep yourself balanced.
I feel you. And that's what our conversation is going to be about today. People, places, and things. Before we get started, I just want to shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and our benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I've got mine on. How about you, King?
Definitely. Always rock.
For sure. You know what I'd like to do before we get this show started? If you don't mind, you know, over the weekend on Saturday, some 18-year-old kid live streamed the mass shooting of over 10 people and injured a few others. And I think I'd like for us to just take a moment of silence as, you know, I feel like we're grieving as a community. And I know that I expect that that's going to come out today in a lot of people's poetry. People, places, and things. Where could you be? Where could you go? What could you do? I'd just like to take a moment of silence, if you don't mind. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that time. All right, King. How are you? You ready for us tonight?
Yeah, and also I want to throw... You know, much prayers out there to victims.
Yeah. Absolutely. The victims and their family and their communities and all the people out there that are hurting for having to stand by and watch such a tragic event happen in our communities, and you feel a little bit helpless to it, you know what I mean? But there's power in the pen, and I hope that that power in the pen shows through tonight. You know, how people are really feeling. Okay.
Right.
Do you have a piece you'd like to start off with tonight?
Yeah. No, I have a nice piece right here. I'm at a minute
today. Awesome.
Piece is titled, Lord. They say the devil in a dress can wear a suit and a tie. Soon as the months pass by, witness this in July. Soon as clouds cry, there's a memo in the sky. Often we wonder why, who truly the most high. Creator of the universe, you will not see it first. Knowledge itself on the belt of life, let it work. Watch the transmission, signals of all frequencies. Delivery of energy, vibes are scribed differently. Once the minions mention me, become a beacon of light. put a food for thought off my plate as I navigate, as I navigate through my sight. Souls of mischief, children of the living dance. I am who I am, the son of man behind the hand. Do what my father's father couldn't do. All is recycled. Tapped inside of high you, dreams are written high Q. J-Dub the third, put on words, watch me serve. You get what you deserve, whether direct or preferred. Okay.
You get what you deserve, whether direct or preferred. That's dope. I'm feeling that last line. Thank you so much for that piece. That was up. Feeling that. All right. Wow. Okay.
You got something. I know you got something, but oh, wait.
Okay, I have this piece I felt like reciting. It doesn't have a title. I recognize this place. With the electric acuity of the gunshot, I recognize her face, trace the veins of her street lines. I recognize this taste of the back of her hand. I recognize the reinterpretation for 3/4 of a man. I recognize the threads that runs through history, silver tongue etching over massacres as victories. I recognize the gold and the stories left untold. And I know American history favors the bold, so they say. It seems it favors the ones that got away, but I recognize her still and try to love her just the same. Even though it seems as if she will never change, on behalf of the stolen children told to call her by her name, like a man with prosopagnosia, I can't recognize my face. Seems that villainizing your victim exonerates you from their fate. It's a mercy kill to hunt them down, fueled by fear and hate. Then inoculate the recounting by demonizing the slain. Oh, I recognize this place. With the hypersensitivity of the battle-weary, I see her clearly. The state of luxurious liberty at a rich man's cost. I watch Green with envy to see all she bought with all we lost. This so-called free state, bone-soaked and blood-stained, the survival of our history cannot be watered down and washed away like they did the many cities and the bottoms of the lakes, like they did with the Bible when they weaponized her page. Change the language, the shepherd and her flock instead of master slaves. Yes, I recognize this place. Like a child to a macabre clown, I still recognize her face. Perfection stained and made up of war games and whore paint. The bodies that form her foundation hardened over by my pain. Legs spread open, bearing down to birth a nation with the notion that this is the land of the free. Hung her nursery's wallpaper on burgeoning black dreams. Fed our baby sugar water. Nursed her sons and our mother's teeth. Then painted the red house white while washing over the true history. Yet underneath, the truth still remains. I recognize our legacy, the bought, the soul, the brave. I see through all the pageantry, meant to cover your mistakes. The retelling of black history echoed voices of the slain and fortifies the virtues of the future we create. If we learn from what has happened, we can master our own fate. I'll keep telling our black stories till they recognize our face. And that's that piece.
You came through like a soft shooter on that one. Yes,
sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Always. I was really feeling that today. I mean, trying to, you know, absorb everything, but for sure. So how about it, King? You ready to open up this mic for one of our callers?
Handle it, hand it. I mean.
All right. Okay. All right. Area code 973. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, it's just a poetic on the mic. What's up, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury?
Poetic. It is lovely to hear your voice. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got some rest today somewhat, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Dope.
How about
yourself?
I love
the picture. Looks like you had a wonderful weekend. I'm happy to hear it.
I had a half and half weekend. You know, it started out wonderful with my daughter, with the daddy-daughter dance, and amazing time that we had. And then I was in Cleveland for a funeral, so it was an interesting weekend. But I loved the time that I got to share with my daughter, and just watching her happiness is something that I'll never forget.
Right. Really love seeing it. The smiles on both of your faces is epic. It's dope.
That's my little heart, man.
Oh, totally understand. Well, poetic. I don't think that we have a question. We're just poetically discussing people, places, and things. Do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
I do. And I had no idea what your topic was going to be about, but I hope this piece suffice. It's called She Thinks About Me.
All right, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Am I all you ever think about? I can't tell because you often leave room for doubt. You call me king in a sincere tone. Then while in your social media zone, every brother that comments on your feed, you feel the need to stroke their egos like you do mine and call them king, but you see it as fine. See, how do I know that I'm your one and only show that manages to hold your attention in the sea of earth-dwelling vipers who need your ascension so they can be elevated by your words like you elevate me? Please tell me, am I all you ever think about? I know in the sphere of life there's always some kind of doubt, but send me a text message. Let me know you miss me once in a while so that door can open a passage into the gateway of your love's abyss that would end the day with a kiss. But before that, we play a game of mental stimulation that will enhance the love shower of precipitation that will cover our thoughts in an encapsulated rainbow where our virtual and mental love will grow until that exquisite moment we are in each other's presence. Then emphatically, I can say without resistance that you truly are thinking about me, and the warmth in my heart manifests a kind of love so passionately filled with heartfelt emotions that even the stars would say, yeah, he's all she thinks about as her love fills his emotional oceans. In peace.
Oh. Hey,
whoa.
No.
You said even the stars would say, yeah. I love that piece. That was so dope. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm snapping it up over here. All right. That was a beautiful piece.
I appreciate it. Right. I appreciate the space and what y'all doing tonight, and y'all pieces were amazing as well. I love both pieces. Man, what a way to start the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to keep this party going. Poetic, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join me and J-Rob, the wise son, this Thursday for the Get Down. And then Saturday night, y'all, it will be part two of Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And the question is, other cultures don't have the problem with loving each other, male and female, or do they? So come through and let's talk about it. And then Sunday night, y'all, will be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. So make sure y'all tune in and come on out and let's have a good time. Back to y'all.
Awesome. I know each of those stories are going to be lit. I'm definitely going to come through. I love that question. Because I wonder, I've been hearing that a lot, like everybody, like people comparing, you know, relationships in our community versus in other communities. And it's like, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's definitely talk about it.
Definitely talk about it.
All right, Poetic. Well, thank you so much for rolling through and showing your support. We always love to have you come back through whenever. Stand by. We might have a little bit of a speed round if you have some time.
Now, I can't promise you I'll be all romantic in that speed round. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I'm down.
You know
I'm down.
You know, people say right. Some things, bro. You know what I mean? So, it's out there. But, you know, that special lady is back there, Kalinda.
Oh, man. Y'all got Kalinda back there. Man, well, listen, tell you something. I might be a little tied up, if you know what I mean.
Like I told you before, the king always mind his business on that. So, you know, we just dropped an olive branch of invitation.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right.
Yes, indeed.
Mind back there, he's been tracking his, you know, the still you, bro.
All right, man. My pleasure. One love, one mic, and remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby. Kalinda, I'm on my way, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love,
baby,
one mic.
Baby,
baby. Baby, baby.
One love, one mic. Awesome, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Okay. We are going to keep this party rolling. You ready to take the next caller, King?
Hey, we're going to call in. Let's go. Let's get it.
All right. Area code 615. Who do we have on the air tonight?
King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. This is C-34 Music. How have you been?
What up?
The man with the plan. Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It's been a minute, so I thank you for the welcome. I'm glad to be on the show.
No problem. Glad to have you. Yes, indeed. All right.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we don't have a question lined up, but people, places, and things is the topic of the hour. We can't wait to hear your poetic perspective on that. Are you ready? Do you have a piece together for us?
I hope it fits your topic, but I'm going to try it anyway.
All right, we'd love to hear it. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Mental Dome. You know Kung Fu, Neo. I know Kung Pao. C-34 Music's in your ear right now. Just to be clear so you never have to wonder, I impregnate in the spirit with scriptures. Definition, I gave word to your mother. Ain't we functioning now? I'm a Butterwilla Johnson. Upon this rock, I'm God's property stomping. In Walmart aisles shopping. Marching like I'm in Washington. Capitalize that. Isn't that awesome how I will not fit in? The fear-based propaganda on this platform I'm standing as I'm showing compassion. These thoughts are random hanging from the chandelier. 2020 I was seeing clear, 2020 and another one was troublesome. 2020 plus catch 22, I'm running like Emmett Smith, but someone to kill me like I'm Emmett Till. People's mentality is sicker than your average Nephilim, so tell your friends. Don't we recognize and realize we're all viruses since the dawn of time? Needing them inside us for survival, but we don't know our bodies. Instead of God, we go to doctors, paid off by Big Pharma. We go like Erykah Badu, on and on, and pop pills. Side effects include anger without emotional content, lack of critical thinking and intellectual process. We all demand justice. Off with that cop's head after shooting a resistor dead. Is this an exhibition? Try again. I got kneed in the neck while in Wuhan. The government sent my check. I can't breathe, lack of oxygen. Folks, don't drop the cameras. Become an amateur paparazzi. We must prosecute on the basis of their Chauvin skin. But tell me, how to stop a virus just washing hands and wearing a mask? Somebody stop me in the gym, my voice is carried. I'll be here till Tuesday with my baritone whiter than Barry, and I'm not talking about Gibb or Manilow. See, I checked other in the box because no one defines my character. But you meatballs keep coming at me, so I guess my status just doesn't matter. Now let me mess up your mind for a minute. a Caucasian who's a descendant from Zimbabwe, born in Toronto, raised in Chicago, and now he has a job in Boulder, Colorado. Is he an African American? You say no, but not so fast, my friend. You see, Canada and Mexico are part of this continent, and his ancestors come from Africa. So why is that hard to take? Is black a state of mind, or is it a color? If white is supreme, then call my skin color meat lovers. Try to get me to pick a side. With these tricks, you'll discover how staying in pride and racial hatred will become your crutches. You so dang sensitive, getting rid of Aunt Jemima. But if she was a minor, R. Kelly wouldn't see nothing wrong with bumping and grinding. Fighting the police during a pandemic state, the media's got you by the privates, caught up in a vice grip in Miami. So many people playing as if they're Jesus trying to sit on Christ's throne. You must be on Roundup mixed with methadone. If I'm a public enemy, well, welcome to my mental dome base. That's that piece.
Jeez.
Right,
there were so many gems in that piece. I was trying to write them down, but from the part where you were talking about 2020 going forward, I was like, you know what? You know what? You came to play tonight. Thank you so much for that piece. That was dope. That was dope.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. King, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. See, Dub, we're going to see you in the back of Linda, brother. You know what I'm saying? And have a nice drink. You know what I'm saying? Some more dirt and cheese and crackers.
Well, and, she knows my drink, but she's busy with Poetic. You know, he's got to be shy coming at you, being that comforter again. So, you know, she
my
put
brother,
my drink to the side.
You know,
I'm good.
My brother, we understand that. But look, we don't worry about other people's situations, you know what I mean? We don't do drama
no.
clubs, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Just give me the big screen
just have a nice
and
time.
My peppermint snob,
cool.
And I'm good.
Yeah, you know, what you got to do is go back there, you know, get your drink, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
No, I ain't going to do that. I ain't doing that. I got older years on. I'm leaving them on. Sorry.
Oh, no.
No, and I'm like, okay. Look. Look, I got my cuticles. I'm no. We're
yep.
going to be fine.
Oh, goodness. All right, we'll keep those socks on.
Thank you.
All
one
right.
love, one love to the both of you.
One love,
one
life. All right. You said you got to keep those on, for real. All right.
But,
hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a little bit of a music break. Play one of my favorite songs.
Oh, man. What a beautiful song. Beautiful song. Love it.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody, to Epiphany's Own Kings and Queens Quarters. Had to take a quick music break, but we're going to keep this party rolling, and we're going to take our next caller. Are you ready, King? All right. We're moving on to area code 445. Who do we have on the air tonight?
Hey, hi. It's La Pearl and Eggwell. What's up, King and Queen?
Hey, welcome, darling. How are you?
Thank you. You know what? I am well rested. I needed some sleep today because that baby, it's a whole different kind of animal tending to an infant again. I'm trying to tell you. He ran my 53-year-old butt out. I'm trying to tell you.
But he's so cute, though. You just can't. You probably didn't feel it until he was actually going, right?
Girl, let me tell you something. Them eyes and that smile, and he even laughs at me. It's got my heart on lock and key. It's got my heart under lock and key. I can't help myself no more. It's addictive.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. The pictures of you guys together, I'm like, oh, my goodness. He's so adorable.
That is my thinker. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get some rest today, and we're glad that you were able to recover enough to, you know, come up on the air and join us tonight. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you. I wouldn't miss the show. You know, if I got to throw him on my shoulder again, that's what I'm going to do, but I'm calling in.
I know that's right. And the way you held me down on Saturday, I was like... This is Superwoman. Like, just take off your shirt and, you know, let the cape come on out because you were holding it down, holding on to so many different things all by yourself. The real MVP of Epiphany Radio is on the mic tonight.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
That's love.
For sure.
That's love.
For sure. You hold it down. I love it. Shouts out to you.
Thank you. I gotta tell y'all first. I'm sorry to interrupt, but those pieces. And you know what? I love what you're doing in the very beginning of the show where you start off with reading someone's piece. I was listening to the joint you was reading. I was like, well, damn. All right.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Because you know what? I have to realize that we're on these shows and we're trying to, like, encourage ourselves. But you know what they say, when you're trying to be great, look to the greats. Let's bring some of those greats from the past that we've always looked to and bring them on the air. Because everyone's diverse version of poetry is welcome here on Epiphany Radio, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure.
I agree. Oh,
yes, indeed. Well... We don't have a question lined up for tonight, but, again, the topic is people, places, and things. I know that you have a piece that fits somewhere into that topic that you'd love to share with us today.
I do. It's actually a piece that I combined. It's two older pieces that I combined because one of them just didn't have a title. So I'm going to read that. Mm.
Oh, sounds great. All right, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Other Side of Her Fear. As she closes another chapter on her life, she turns the page, entering anew. Frightened and closed off, but willing. Willing to open as she prays for love's rain to fall all around to greet her new experience in life. So she can smile again. She misses her smile after it was run off with, encased in someone's jar of hearts. Her new book entails beautiful and wonderful and promises kept, time spent, respect, great loving, and he stayed. And though he says things that make her want to expose all that she is, those chapters have yet to be written. completely naked and unafraid, her fear of being let down, abandoned and broken, continues to make her tread lightly and stay slow-paced. Even when he says he wants to be her earth, her sustainability, a home for her heart, that he'll wait for her until the sun burns out and the ocean can provide no more, her frightened heart still second-guesses his true intentions. Her mind continues to process the logic of, is it safe to love again and fall as hard as only her heart has ever known? While the fear that has taken up residence within her deep wounds causes apprehension in her steps towards that promise of perfect love, but she's still walking forward. Because she's recovered all but that last chapter and knows that everything she wants is on the other side of her fear. So she'll start the chapter by letting him know that I see you. I do. It's just that giving my heart, opening up and offering my world time and again has proven to be like painting in the rain or like trying to blanket the sun. It's impossible. So I've become friends with my scars because they've never hurt me, nor will they ever. They're my healing. The peace flag waving at my spirit because they know me. So I trust them. You say you see me in the dark because you've been where I am. But they're familiar words to caress an invisible ego, or should I say, a non-existent one. And my question is, can you show me how to touch the intangible? Because my heart is shattered into a thousand-piece puzzle that only I know where the pieces fit. I keep it just out of reach. And that's that piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Yeah, that was
cool. It was this line where you said, is it safe to love again and fall as hard as her heart has ever known? That is deep, because when you're trying to love fully after you've been hurt, that's like, oh, you did. I can't say it any better than you did, but you put your foot in that piece. Thank you so much, Diva. That was
thank
dope.
Thank you.
Dope.
Oh, yeah. I love
dope. That. You know, some people might have, like, lines that might stimulate you for a second, but like, I love how all of your pieces, it's like line for line for line, it's just beautifully orchestrated. It's just amazing.
Thank
I love
you.
The way I love your work. I really do. Yes.
You.
Oh my gosh. Well,
still know I'm a fan as well.
Thank you. Well, Diva, before we let you go, can you let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can, yes. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips, and that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Wednesday night, I am in the erotic love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, this week, I want y'all to come up with your sexy, erotic pieces. But I got a little challenge. I don't want explicit words of sex. I want a lot of metaphors. Give me a different kind of visual. Play with my mind and let me see. Take me there. Y'all feel me? Y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone. Back to y'all, my liege.
Awesome. You guys are really, you're coming up with those topics. Last week's show for poetic therapy and the erotic love zone were off the hook. And I know what this topic is going to be even more fun. That was dope. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sexy erotica without being explicit. That is a challenge.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. King is going to escort you over. King, are you with us?
Come on down the aisle to seek the lending with a nice, sweet, or orange. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own La Perla Negra, one of my favorite poetic divas. Oh, my goodness. King. King, you don't even put your socks. Are your socks off?
I don't wear socks.
Did you take your socks off?
I don't wear socks.
You don't wear socks. Oh, okay.
The socks been off.
Oh, it's been off.
I'm a big fan.
All right. Okay, we're not even going to travel down where that's going to take my mind. We're going to leave that alone. All right. Are you ready for our next caller?
Let's bring the next caller in, you know.
Okay. All right. Area code 443. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Essentially Johnny. How are you?
Hey. We are great.
How you doing? Wonderful
to hear that sweet voice of yours.
I know. Her voice sounds
likewise,
so
likewise.
Wow.
Wait, say that again?
I said, her voice sounds so sweet, like a delicate flower. I mean,
like, right. Like honey.
Yeah, I said that.
You said that. No.
That's what they say.
I love
but,
it.
Good to hear you.
Welcome. All right. Well, tonight we don't have a question lined up. We just basically feeling the vibes on the topic of people, places, and things. Do you have a piece
that you'd like
to share with us tonight?
I do. I have a favorite. I have an old favorite.
Ooh,
the title is Joyous.
Perfect. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. That's my volume. I was drawn to the colors at this vendor's booth, but my approach was deliberate. Like the way I view a single piece of artwork from a distance, letting my eyes trace its edges, recognizing the emotion that stirred in me before I moved closer. There was joy here. The artist had captured the brightness of the essence of lemon, missing the air at first slice, the coolness of poolside lounging, and the crisp, freshly scrubbed marble steps Baltimore used to have. He was a Maryland native, and he had placed his take on street art at the center of all of his pieces. It was an abstract of the word love, saturated in the primary colors. I watched how he spoke to those browsing potential patrons where incidental sins, there was this genuine connection that invited me to move. Like how I end up close enough to a painting that the edges blur, but its center reveals something new. That when I saw her, I always feel color first. It was the warmth of orange inviting me to move closer. Thick charcoal lines curving to form a silhouette. Shadows gathering in the soft folds of flowing fabric. Outlining fuller than expected hips. She was soft and elegant. She had both arms raised because Her hands were in her hair like she was adjusting straight pins to prevent her upswept locks from cascading down her back. I was transfixed with the vibrancy and rich details of all of the other pieces, but she made me pause along the edges of it all, and I thought, oh, that's me. Beautiful in her simplicity, me. Shift to the center of what you see, she reminds me to trace my own curves with joyous fingertips, with open palms gliding, and with love, always with love. Essentially, Johnny.
Yo.
I love
it. Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful.
That's good.
Definitely. Very
That's
much
one
so.
Of my favorites.
The way that you expressed realizing through colors and through art, I love the way
yeah.
that piece was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Thank you so much
Thank
for that.
You. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the space. I love the atmosphere.
You're so welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm going to hand you over to King. He is escorting everyone back to the quarters. King, I'm going to take it from here.
Yes. Donice, you can go on back there, have a drink with Splenda. She's serving everybody. Several of your beverage, choice of beverages. You got hot hors d'oeuvres.
My way.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have one mic.
One love, one mic. That was one of my favorite poets, essentially Janice, joining us tonight in the King's and Queen's Quarters. Oh, my goodness. Her poetry is perfect. It's like it's her tone. It's like honey. It's like all honey. Preferred belongs in the honey prefers.
Yeah,
when I saw that part, you know, it's like a delicate flower. Awesome. Okay, well, now that we have went from essentially Janice, are you ready to bring in another caller?
Bring the person in. Hey.
Okay. I think I know who we have on the mic next. Is this who I think it is? Here we go, 518.
I guess. It could be.
Is this Mojave?
Good
evening, Mojave.
Hey,
how are you?
What's happening, King and Queen? What's going on? What's going on? What's happening?
I see that cough is still persisting.
Yeah.
But you are persevering. That's wonderful. I don't see, I keep saying every time I hear you on the show, even though I know you're going through what you're going through, I'm like, okay, now I see why they call him out here, man. He's not rest.
It's like, I don't care. Well, no, let me stop.
Okay.
Practice.
Y'all can get me clear, right? We can. All right. We don't have a question. People, places, and things. It's a topic. I know you're a busy man. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Okay. I'm going to just try this out. Because people have been on here showing out. So give my new contribution to the show.
Mm.
Just tell me if this is too loud. Hold on. Can y'all hear that? Hold
yes.
on, let me switch over. Can you hear it?
Yes. Oh, I love this track too. Mm-hmm. No, it's not too loud.
Abundance. Also, covered. Love you back at the balance. Keep showing you the authenticity, the energy, the sexy. You are worthy. Worth it. You deserve all the praise. You are great. All the praise. You. I hear you. You are a pearl of great price. the sweetest honeysuckle, the rose of the cradle of beauty. You deserve to be watered, nourished, you shine, illuminate, you love, brilliance, abundance, oxytocin, confidence, love you back in balance. Tell me what you desire yourself. Open your pillow eyes, lock this in, your soap is never affecting. This rose, your inhibition is your naked sex box. Your novella, your toy, your soap opera, your body, your storyline, your body, your family, your naked backside, the art, the beauty, the arts, your oasis, the forest. My eyes are drawn in the sight of the sun. Deadly access to your soul, allow me to mold. You said solution of divine ecstasy that pales beyond me. I know that my mind speaks to love and thoughts that shape my actions. That is my occupancy. Pure momentum that covers your desire to see this attitude. Gratitude. Everything is not displayed, described. I don't have to imagine how well you want. To ask you to be my sister. Bodies are only dogs with the gravity of heavenly body drifting close enough to collide. If you give your torso. But we'd be closer to Christ, the balance, and the ground, because of course, to the thing. The definition of your silhouette speaks something to darkness. Our midnight miles, casing passion so sweet, these healthy desires give you need to taste, to rinse and tantalize you. My kisses map your face. My hands are touching so that I can feel. You saved my face. The affinity of our actions is faded, as is to be faded. That it is our gravity confusion. So when you crave the one who craves you, you close your eyes and bear to your mind's eye. You are the reason why it takes me to the woman with love's addiction. The skin between the indicators is one touch, the finger in you, clear to us. It soon becomes one. I see that you're precious. I want to see you. I want to kiss you. Yes, I'm not sure to try these moments of wine and vibe and experience the ride. We are each other's destinations, our cravings, our journey. Our limits are never more least. These ever-ending photos, not one iota of feeling is concealing how we are open. How we are. How we are. Go to each other. Next, no depression. Need no fear. The joy of happiness. You are my whole world. And I spend my time thinking ways to make you smile. Miles between dissolve the world. I waited for the time to see you sad.
Javi, I know you are under the weather, and I know you might not want to, but we're going to need you to spin that around for us. When you started reading, the music was louder than you were. We weren't really able to hear you. Do you feel like reading it again for us? Yeah, and I was like, I have two earphones in, so I heard it, but a lot of people are saying it's hard for them to hear it, but I really want to hear it.
I didn't do the thing right. That was the problem. I didn't do the thing right. I messed it up. All right.
It started as soon as you started reading. So sorry, but we really want to hear it.
Nah. The problem was is I was using headphones myself. That's right. Anyway, let me close that in the garbage.
No. I want to hear it. I heard it. I'm going to know if it's the same piece. We need to hear that again.
Garbage. I'm going to toss that in the garbage. That's it.
No.
You know what I mean? So you can hear your voice a little clearer.
Yeah. This is much better, right?
Yeah.
Well, not me. You can hear them both, brother.
This is so much.
Oh, man. Oh, this really sucks.
This sucks. This really, really sucks. I don't even want to do that again. I'm mad.
No. Come on.
I don't even want to use it again.
Please.
That's not even working out.
No, I heard the piece. It's just that it was a little bit of a fluctuation. You got to run that one back. Okay.
All right. Hold on for a second. I'm trying to breathe and do this again. Let me see. And I really just tossed that. Like, it's mad funny because I just threw it in the garbage, too. I was like, garbage.
Oh, no.
Now I'm trying to get it back. Now I'm trying to get it back. That's not cool. So let's see. Oh, okay. All right. Let's go at it again. No,
all right.
I really talked
to
you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
I'm glad it's back. The floor is yours again.
Hold on a second. Let's see. I got a call real quick. Hold on. This is crazy. All right. Hold on for a second. extensive coughing right now. So you should go to the next person. Go back.
Okay. All right. We'll double back to you. Feel better. Hold on one second. All right. A little technical difficulties there, but we will be back for you, Mojave, and I do want to hear the same piece. I will know. All right. King, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. You ready to take our next caller?
True indeed. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Area code 501. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
We are great. Who are we speaking with?
What's up with Jay?
What's going on with you, Jay? You all right?
What's good, man?
It's just me.
Hey, Just Jay. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been hearing y'all on the show doing y'all thing and all the rest of that. And y'all been long tonight. Everybody good. It makes me feel good to be here.
Oh, welcome. You're always welcome. Welcome edition. Love to hear what you have to say. One of the dopest poets around in this community. Just Jay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome. We don't really have a question, but we are discussing tonight people, places, and things. So you have a piece on the topic you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I have a piece that's going to be on a place. This is a mental health piece that I had wrote yesterday.
Oh. Wow, okay. Fresh ink alert. All right, Just Jay, when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thank you, bro. There is a sound in the rhythm of silence. In the absence of vibrations, there is an unfathomable depth, and it has its own resonance. In the vast cavernous of tranquility, where quietness clangs hollow in the chambers of blackness, where even touch can be numb when rendered till mute, and a soul sighs, feeling disembodied, as the soul's mind searches for a sound in the vacuum of thought. Vibrations reaching out in every direction, never to return to you again. As you strain your eyes till muted strobes explode in your sight, that they are just illusions created by your mind's eye as it desperately tries to see sound in the dead of darkness. On command, you command your diaphragm to crush down and deflate as your lungs take in air like a mighty whale that prepares for its descent into the deep, and in a harmonious ballet of muscle and sinew, squeeze with all your strength, fiber, and might. You compress and jettison the breath in your chest through the hallowed hall of your esophagus, through the bottleneck of your larynx, as you stretch your jaws to roar, only to produce nothingness, as your lungs sputter the last bits of hissing wind, and you feel faint from your exertion, as your last-ditch efforts leave you depleted and defeated. So I must accept my silence in silence in these poetic passages, left to my own devices. In solitude, I remember the lily swaying gently in the field as she pretends not to know me. Her inner beauty sings soliloquies and unplug my ears, and my tears unbind my eyes, and my heart wails a night-shattering cry, but I am alive. Poem.
Wow. I wasn't ready. I was not ready. From the opening line, there's the sound and the rhythm of silence. Just Jay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That was such an amazing piece. It really was.
I appreciate
so heartbreaking. That. Heartbreakingly beautiful. I love it. I loved it. For sure. Oh. All right. Just say, see anything that you have. Anything that you have going on that you'd like to let us know about?
I'm working on a couple of projects. I've been reaching out to a couple of different people. Trying to do different things. We're about to do some next level stuff with this poetry, and we're trying to bring along as many people as we can.
That sounds dope. Well, you know, keep in mind, if you ever see in the Poetry Corner group, always if you want to just add your events up there to get, you know, share the space, bring up, you know, your invitation over, and we'd be happy to share it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Jess J. We love you.
Thank you. Hey, I appreciate y'all.
Take care.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Kalinda back
for
there.
Sure, y'all be easy
Posse
now.
Back there. Posse D back there in the quarters, man. You know what I'm saying? Get some more drinks up. You know what I'm saying? We got Poetic.
I could use a stiff drink after that piece right there, bro.
Me too. Back there, man.
They hit different
time.
because of the hospitality and everything. I had done it in that piece about three times, but that's the first time it hit that way.
Definitely hit me. I can tell you why, but I'll save that for another day. I appreciate that piece, Just Jay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, y'all, take care and be easy. Already.
You too. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Just Jay. Just Jay, thank you so much for coming through and blessing us with that. Oh, peace. That was a lot. We're going to do a quick station identifier to let everyone know what time it is. It is time to do what? Take your socks off.
I just took my socks off. Take them off. I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters and Epiphany Radio Network. Just in case you didn't get it earlier, the call-in number to join us is 319-527-6300. Just hit that one to join us in the studio. Tonight we are discussing people, places, and things. And we have a few other calls. We've been blessed with some great poetry by some of my favorite poets. Mojave, we can't wait to get back to you. I'm going to give you a few minutes to get yourself together. I know you weren't feeling great. La Perla Negra, thank you so much. T-34 and Poetic, thank you guys so much for blessing the mic. All right. How about we keep this party rolling, King?
No doubt. The next call in.
Okay. All right, perfect. Area code. Shalalala. Oh, this boss man.
Shalalala Bosa. Yes, I be area code 445. 445. Shalalala Bosa, Trina. Hey, Trina. What's going on, Joel?
Welcome.
Hello, y'all.
Hello. Wow, so great to hear you tonight. How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little tired of smell, but I'm feeling good, you know. It's a good night for poetry. I've been checking it out. I've been listening. Hey, I want to, you know, shout out to my hobby in that, you know what I'm saying, what he was doing there.
Yeah.
Tell me to get it together.
Yeah, you know. Right. We got to give Iron Man some time to get a little more strength, and we're going to reach right back out to him.
Tell him to keep his fingers out the Vaseline.
No comment. We ain't going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You ain't going to touch it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm a little hyped.
I drink so
much soda. I've been drinking a lot of soda.
You got that sugar high. Okay.
Got me going.
Got to get through that Monday night. Wow.
Yeah, my only night off. So, you know, I'm trying to stay up and enjoy it. And but it's got me a little hype there. It got me a little hype. But I'm loving the vibration in here tonight, though. You know, y'all always bring it. Y'all was killing it with y'all pieces.
Thank you. Thank you for the space and thank you for the mic. All right. Well, we don't really have a question tonight lined up, but again, the topic we're discussing is people, places, and things. And with that energy on, I know that you're going to bring a piece. It's going to be dynamite. So whenever you're ready, boss man, the mic is yours.
All right, again. All right. The name of this piece is Bulletproof. Make me a motherfucker. Ooh, let me repeat that. Me a bulletproof motherfucker. Able to withstand the smell of bullshit and the corrosiveness that comes along with it. Make me bulletproof. Give me a shield dipped in fuck off and watch me wield it. A hammer from Asgard that only I can lift. One that when them assholes start lying, the hammer would know and would smack the shit out of them with it. I'm tired of the bullshit. I got a can of whoop-ass motherfucker. Don't make me open it and use it. Go on, make me lose it. Because this here shit is definitely premeditated. Fucking around with you, it's going to get me prosecuted. Oh, this is going to get me sentenced. Fuck around and wind up in prison, incarcerated. Madness. I'm going to need some help. Psychiatric. I'm going to need a psychiatrist from all this bullshit. I told you in the beginning, don't go and make this your end. Fucking around with my love life going to get me life for killing you. I'm a murderer when it comes to my women. I told you what I wanted and I asked for. I told you what I wanted and what I asked for. Don't cost nothing. Just a little honesty, the truth to be able to trust in you, to live life happily, walking off in the sunset hand in hand with you. I asked you in the beginning if this could be possible. Boo, you agreed, yet the moonlit light was wasted waiting on you. Bitches, dawn. What the fuck you doing? You shitting on me? Bullshitting me? Bitch, are you kidding me? All the fucking candles I lit, perfume candles and shit, white diamond and lilies, now the leftover scent, the fragrance makes me sick. Romance? Last night while I was waiting on you, I wanted to wax that ass, but I guess I had to chill. I had no choice but to pass. Your sister warned me about you. We both spent the night shitting on you. See, she loves the scent of these perfume candles and making love under the moon. No bullshit. See, she's a poet too. We both write scripts. Most of them are romantic about love and life and love and life. How to do shit right and shit. how to walk around, how to walk about, how to walk about. Shit, perfect. Before you go out and do some dumbass shit. She was the one who told me that you was fucking dude the night I was up all night waiting the fuck for you. Guess what? I see the sun inside her smiles. Now she's my boo. Visions? Now it's her I'm seeing. Should have been her from the beginning. No shit. This ain't cheating. You quit when you opened up your legs to another man in the middle of our relationship. So go on with that bullshit. Hope you're happy. I'll be seeing you when your family gathers for Christmas dinner, being fed candied yams by your sister. Hope you're not alone. Hope it works out with you and that nigga. You know what they say. They say that karma is a bitch. I always thought they was talking about you. You and all your bullshit done made me bulletproof. Bulletproof. For real.
Bulletproof.
Woo! Let me blow this mic off. First off, it's on fire right now. Oh, my God.
No, I'm about to pick it up.
He said,
drop.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, bring that passion to the mic. That was, he said, bitch, it's dawn. From there, I was like, oh, he not playing tonight. No, not at all. Wow. Wow. Line for line, bar for bar. That was very dope, Paul. Very spicy.
That was just something I was messing around with before the show. I just wrote this. I was lost in the flow, stumbled a little bit because I don't know the cadence to it and all that shit. But something I was just messing around with. I thought it would be funny.
Mm.
Yeah, that was fly.
It was fly. That was like a. It remind me of a, it's a thin line between love and hate. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Sounds like where she was sending you to. I'm like, oop.
Yeah.
Just going to step in,
yeah,
though. Just going to step in when you didn't. And I feel you.
That's right.
I feel you.
That's right.
That
that's what sisters are for. Mm-hmm. Oh. When your girlfriend starts acting up, and then you take her friend. Get hop. You know the song.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well,
I know the song very well.
I know the song. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you did there.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Well, thanks again for joining us tonight, Boss Man. We really appreciate hearing your work. It is always so diverse.
Hey,
it just reminds me to keep that pen picked up and keep, you know, writing what you feel, write what you're feeling, for sure.
And feel what you write. And feel what you write. Hey, it's
mm-hmm.
been a pleasure, y'all.
Absolutely.
We continue to listen in. Y'all continue to keep taking y'all socks off. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Baby, baby. All right.
Ooh.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Shout out to both sides.
Oh, man. That was the Boss Man himself. For real, the poet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Whoo, he put his foot in that one. That mic's still on fire. I think we might need to change it out before we bring on our next poet. She is too sultry for a burned mic. Let me change that one out and bring another one up for her. All right. Ready for our next caller, King? All right. All right. Diva, good evening to you.
Hey, Diva. What's going on, Queen? Hey, King.
Miss D.I.P.
Miss D.I.P. Welcome
hey.
To the show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a dope show. It's amazing, you guys. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate the love. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Did you hear that piece by the Boss Man?
Yeah.
And that piece by Judge
There's
G.
There's a lot of F-bombs
my goodness.
In
yes. But But you know what? When you think about the topic, people, places, and things, there's so many perspectives. It leaves it open. And I feel like everyone's coming with different perspectives from their own life experiences. And I love it. I really do love it. Yeah. So we don't really have a question lined up, but we are looking for poetry on that topic. You have a piece you'd like to share with us tonight? All right. Wonderful.
This piece is called Lost But Not Found.
Oh, okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Names of streets haunt me, places from my past, feelings of love's lost, and my head seemed to last. Brokenness used to reign in my heart. I had to learn early on I couldn't change the past, and that known revelation was my new start. See, I was taking unresolved feelings out on myself. Someone comforting me seemed out of the question. I tried calling those whom I felt cared, but there was no answer. Then no one else could be found. How is it I was the one of avail, yet a friendly voice, I heard not one sound. I had to face nothing lasts forever but love. The universe doesn't stop when I hurt. No one cries with me, not one drop. I gave to the unworthy with a clean heart, no ulterior motives to find. But the reciprocity was nowhere to be found, and honestly, it caused a clusterfuck in my mind. So recently, I learned how to detach mentally, to develop well-being, start doing for me. I make boundaries. I can say no or respectfully decline. I am smart, beautifully made. If I walk alone, so be it, because patience brings resilience, and my life is rightfully mine. And that's that piece.
I love that. Oh. That was so dope. It's like part affirmation, part standing your ground, part evolution. I really did love that piece. Thank you so much, Ms. VIP. You're most welcome. What did you say, King?
I appreciate it.
That was definitely lovely.
It really was. All right. Before we let you go, Ms. VIP, do you have, would you like to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Absolutely. Well, what my diva said, we are doing the Erotic Love Zone Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And y'all heard that topic, so we don't want no blatant, outright nasty talk. We want some metaphors. Make love to us in ways we don't want. In different words. So I like it. I can't wait to hear you guys. I know y'all can bring
it. I can't wait. For sure, for sure. I've been thinking up some lines as we speak. Can't wait to hear you there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming. No problem. Well, thank you so much for coming through and joining us tonight. I'm going to turn you over to King so he can escort you out. King.
One love, one love.
You got the whole crew back there. Elizabeth with the drink. Nice beverages. Hors d'oeuvres and everything. VIP, you go back there. Party, arty, arty. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One love, one might. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own Miss VIP. Wow. I love her pieces. Her piece is like, listen, you're not going to play with me no more. I understand. And it's like affirmations for, so dope. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you.
All right.
Being at the end of this energy of the supermoon, do you have something in the air?
Do I have something in the air?
Yeah, you got another piece.
Wait, I do, but I want to check back and see how Mojave is doing. He said wait for the next caller, and then we can, I'll drum up something that's fit. Let's see.
Check in with the bro. See you
soon. All right. Mojave.
Can you hear me?
Mojave, are you with us? Yes, we can hear you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I had to switch locations.
All right, perfect.
Do some strange things and stuff like that. But you can hear me clearly. Ken, can you hear me?
We can
hear
very
loud
much. Yes.
Yeah,
sound
I,
a lot clearer.
I had to do the thing. I had to switch some things up, change some things, made it work. I had to go get Barry White out the back.
I hear you.
I was like, yo, I was like, I need you to come back, Barry. Barry's like, show you right. So,
show you right.
So we ready. We ready, and we ready to go.
Wonderful. Well, once more, we'll be listening. The mic is on you.
We checking the sound level now.
That's loud. That's loud.
All right. How's that? That better?
Yeah, that's better.
All right.
You might want to turn it down a little bit more. Okay.
A little bit more? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right there?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Let's run that back. All right. You are a pearl of great price, the sweetest honeysuckle and a rose of incredible beauty. You deserve to be watered and nourished. You shine. You illuminate. Your love, you are brilliant, abundant, ultra comfort, cuddle you, love you back into balance. You keep showing me the authentic you, the inner you, the sexy you. You are worthy and worth it. You deserve all the praise. You are great and always getting better. I see you. I feel you. I hear you. Tell me what your desire looks like. Open your Pandora's box of fantasy. Show me your inner sexy. Disrobe your inhibitions and negative self-talk. Outline your hesitation in the body of chalk. Let your hips tell me stories. Your kiss be a novella. Your tongue a soap opera, your body a storyline that I've been following. Your naked backside is an arc that needs to be arched. Your oasis leaves me thirsty and I need a drink. I'm parched. My eyes are drowning in the sight of you. Grant me access to your soul. Allow me to mold your sensuality into a divine ecstasy that pales beyond reason. I know that my mind speaks the love and thoughts that shape my actions, that gathers my heart to speak. The pure momentum to cover with desire, the sweetness that is you. Gratitude, goodness. Everything does not begin to describe you of your everyday. I do not have to imagine how real you are. The pulchritude to ask you to be my peace. While some problems are only solved with the gravity of heavenly bodies drifting close enough to collide. The heat of your torso, can we be closer than close? The gasp between my grasp, because I hold you gently, steady. The definition of your silhouette speaks softly in the darkness, the midnight mouths tasting passion so sweet. Dulce desires you give me, take and taste, torrentially tantalize you. My kisses map your place, my hand to cusp you so that I can drink, so that I can slake my thirst. The affinity of our actions is sated as it is fated, then our orgasmic conclusion, because when you crave the one who craved you, you close your eyes. They dance in your mind's eye. You are the reason why. The place under wonders, love's addiction, the skin honey, the craving of one's touch. This under anyone who rubs to rubs, the two becoming one. A series of questions of when I will see you again. How can I kiss you deeply? Let our mouths intertwine moments like by we imbibe. And it seems that we've arrived. We are each other's destination. Our cravings is a journey. Our minute, the minutes are never minute, never-ending quota, not one iota of feeling is concealing. How we are open, how we watch, how we attach our souls to each other, the connection beyond affection, need, no fear, the joy of having. You are my whole world. I spend my time of thinking of ways to make you smile. Miles between us will be resolved to zero. I wait for that time to see you standing there, naked, with nothing but a smile before me. Home.
Okay, bro.
need a minute to swoon. I just need a minute to swoon. Just come back to me. I have to compose myself. Come back to me. That was so dope, so beautiful, so romantic. It was, that was, I love that piece. Thank you so much, Mojave.
I had to go get Barry White out the back. We have to,
you had to go get Barry.
Oh, we back.
Yes, Barry was, that piece was definitely made for that new baritone you got going on back there. Thank you so much. King, are you
there? Yeah, I'm here. You can't hear me, I'm on Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mojave, before we let you go, would you like to let us know what you have going on tomorrow?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked me. I'm happy here to be with the universe. Tomorrow we are going to be doing War Council because we were too sick to do our interview with Jessica Holton, which we pursued 31st. So we're going to be talking about intergenerational trauma. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of things of shit you should have learned from your parents.
That's a conversation that needs to be had.
That's a conversation that needs to be had. We're going to be playing some clips, you know, because I put in a War Council thing, or I'm going to put out, because I'm going to put the stuff into the group and outside make a couple posts because, you know, you talk about the difference. But like, oh, you stay with your man. He was like, nah, we ain't stay with you. You got to go. We're going to be talking
right.
about like, we no longer putting up with crazy. Like, oh, you got to go. Yeah.
Right. I'll drink to that one for sure. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely be front and center. And that's tomorrow night at 9 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to be there, you know, because I'm going to ask some questions. I'll be like, yo, what happened if your grandparents had social media? You know, because some people's grandparents, you know, they had grandpas and uncles that had like two or three families in the same time.
Absolutely. But we still together. You remember that from Living Color?
We still together.
Yes. Let's talk about that. All right. Oh, Mojave, thank you so much. I know you're still pulling through and recovering. We appreciate you for coming through and sharing your beautiful poetry with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you to the king. Thank you to the queen. Thank you for having the space. Ungawa, Black Power, and I'm out.
All right. Wonderful. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Windows in the gap.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own Mojave. With King Drip himself, he always come through. Thank you so much for that piece. Well, the night has been full of wonderful poetry, King. How you say we double back around? It's still young. You think we could get a little speed round going through?
Okay.
What do you think? All right, you ready to? Is it going to be an after hours speed round, or is this going to be a regular speed round? Regular speed round. Just flow. All right. Okay. All right. Speed round after dark. Let me start opening up these mics. I'm going to put us on a little bit of ambiance music. All right. Okay, poetic. Are you up for a speed round with us tonight?
Of course, but what kind of poetry y'all at? Y'all say after dark?
Yeah, poetry after dark. Yes.
All right. Y'all asked
for it. All right. Yes, we did. And we also asked La Perla Negra, Queen Erotica herself, La Perla Negra.
You know I'm with it. I'm here. I'm for it.
Perfect, perfect. And Mr. Sexy Mojave, you got another piece you'd like to share with us on the speed round?
I'm going to try not to call through the speed round.
All right.
I'll see what I can do. I probably need to go get hopped out because Barry White is back. And I told him to leave. He was like, nah.
No. We might need him for the grown and sexy hour.
Nah, he was like, oh.
But, you know, let us
know. You killing me, dude. So I was like, nah, B, you got to go. Stay for the garden, brother. You got to go.
Uh-oh. All right. Hold tight. We're going to pull in a few more callers. All right. Boss Man, are you up for a speed round with us tonight?
Yes, love.
All right, this is a speed round after dark.
Hey,
yes, he is.
Boss Man's on here.
Uh-huh. So behave yourself. No. All right. And Judge Jay, are you ready to join us for a speed round tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to.
Okay. In between each piece, I'm just going to quietly say the next poet's name just to keep continuity going, and we're just going to rock it out. All right? We're going to start with you, King. Oh, should we start with me or King? Who should go first?
No, let's start with you.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't ready for that. I was so busy organizing everything else. Okay, one second. Go ahead. King, can you go first, and I'll be ready after you go.
All right. This piece is titled Under the Supermoon. Gave her audible poetry, live on the phone call. Voice sound majestic to her ears within the bar. Brother to the afternoon and evening, treating. This magnitude of breathing is how the God be speaking. Bursting from the catalog, collectively acquired. My nickname is King and also Lord. You call me Sire. She doesn't listen to the liars, the killers, the characters. No wonder I'm a carpenter of words, her Jesus nap. We pray together, also meditate on one another. They can't block connections, we're too solid with color. Bunch of brown babies born, brought behind benevolence. Black lightning joined the new titans, changing his residence. Abilities the same on the change in the range of thought. Don't get lost in my passion of thought, it's in the court.
Your words choke me playfully and tickle the secret place in me. You try to key in a door that had yet to be named in me. What do you want, you ask me? Willfully sticking your fingers into places marked no trespassers. What do you want, you ask me? Wrapping your knowing around my throat, forcing my bottom teeth open against my reason. This man really asked me what I needed. I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't control how your knowing had me open. It's like you breathe a universe of possibilities. Now here I stand, spread open like the Vitruvian man, waiting for you to name me, blame me like they did Eve. Instead, you ask me, what did I need? Pulled me gently from my knees, made sure that I was steady on my feet, sat back and casually took a seat. Tell me, baby, what do you need? Take your time, my love, just breathe. I inhaled long and exhaled deep. After taking a moment to think, I replied, see me, look me over easy, before we are intimate, into me see, remain seated as I disrobe, slowly gathering up the courage to show you the part of my garden that had yet to be nourished. Let me flourish under your tentative gaze. Wait as I slowly peel out of my inhibition and melt like butter. Be a cover, be a covenant. Drink me in like a tall sip of water. Cocoa kiss shoulders, the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast, the abstract expressionist splatter of my tattered growing, the wide set of my forgotten pride. I want to be naked for the first time. What do I want? Stoked by your urging, I made quick work of purging my rational self. Now watch me pinch my nipples as they stand at attention, caressing my clitoral erection, legs spread apart, fingers rhythmic, up, down, left, right, A, B, start. Watch me as I cheat code my way to beast mode. Watch me as I bloom under your tentative gaze, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingers as I forget the rules of submission, forming a vortex inside my cervix. Watch me as my nectar flows, my soul exposed. What do I want? I want you to savor me. Suck the fat meat where it's greasy. Take it easy. Don't rush this moment. Savor the flavor of my every component. Lick every inch like I'm made out of chocolate, hot and sweet. Let me learn your love language directly from your tongue. What do I want? Two chairs, one knee straddled open defenselessly. At ease, as you please me. Chocolate-covered cherry kisses, missing nothing. Relentless, I shake in submission. Savor me as I bury my fist in your hair, pinning you there. Wand at my waist as I ride your face, letting nothing go to waste. What do I want? Feed me. Come alive in my mouth like lightning in a bottle. Battle yourself for control. Convulse as I swallow more than just my pride. I want to take my place in the palm of your hand, in the crux of your moon, as your nails sink deep in the clouds of my curves, as our sex fills the room. Cloying notes of musk with pheromones for undertones. I want to be drunk on your sweat, heady off your breath. I want to show you what comes of a lady when the lights are low like this. I want to take you in as deep as my secrets. I want full control as my dips and rolls test my O and your restraint. What do I want? I want to be the flame and the fire we make. And that's that piece. Poetic.
Let me lick that spot right above your navel till you get hot. Demonstrate exactly what I mean when I say I will lick you from head to toe any day. But I'm going to pause right here above your navel because I want you to leak and drip. Golden creaming honey for me to sip. Coat my throat with your gushing goodness. I like when you render me speechless. So the only sound you hear is, damn, you taste so good. Crawl into my pores and excrete your pheromones is my type of mood. As I find the perfect spot to plant my tongue to be satisfied by your skin, my taste buds connected to your sensual spots, and I grin, knowing that your orgasm will be orchestrated by me. As I continue to take my tongue on a journey through your adventure land patiently, awaiting your body to convulse. As your legs shake and I feel your breaths breathe and pulse, changing with each moist glide across your skin. As you pray to your God, help me because you're my sin. As my excitement builds from your movements, the softness of you creates unparalleled and unscripted entanglements between my fingers, my emotions, your body, and your wetness. I'm trying to stay focused, but you're dripping on my chest, making my nipples your pussy's moisture rest. Your secretions will eventually turn in a love shower that my beard will welcome hour after hour. You'll become my midnight buffet, so I can eliminate your stress levels of the day. Hold your eruptive nectar at bay until I signal its release in every tantric possible way. The energy that flows in between our chemistry, working diligently to align our chakras pleasantly. But stay still as I continue to crave you, because I'm not done licking that spot above your navel. In peace.
Y'all niggas get on my nerves.
Come on, keep it going.
Jesus. Okay, is it my turn? I'm lost.
Yes, it is. It's your turn, baby.
I hope y'all ain't expecting nothing like that, because damn. All right. This is called Jay. When I asked what you saw in me, you said, it was my chaos that made me beautiful. And when I asked how, you said, after all the trauma, hurt, and pain, not one ounce of hate ever remained. You stimulated my mind and made me think. The very essence of the breath following your words inhibits my inhibitions and removes all doubt that I can be completely naked with you. Your words are like notes of music being written on my spine. You will forever and always be my favorite song. No one has ever touched me so deep. Now my selfishness is jealous of not allowing you in sooner. So I've allowed myself to feel again, and you have an exclusive invitation to my creamy chocolate star. You have no idea what you have awakened caress, bite, sit, hold, tease, squeeze. Fill your desire with me. My soul cries out, please, master, please. Master my body. Explore each and every intricate crease with your tongue and taste my energy. My pulse is racing. Call my spirit to dance this dance of never-fading sensuality. My soul is anticipating. Touch me again and again, and make me forget my world ever began without you. The strength of your presence. I need you. And the scent of your essence. I want you. Stay. Happy.
Yes. Mojave.
My pen? My pen is a problem. You push my pen. Repulsive. Promoting pleasing pleasures plus promises, plentiful play, pretty pussy plays, poise and prize. You make my penis arrive. You put it down gently. Sleep takes me peacefully. Your poise and plan progression is the love less than the power of you. Indivisible, immersive curves that speak to the curses and the flow of how we do what we do. These passions kept, no pass through. Possess me once more. You are a perfect partner. My pen will sing about thee. My ink scribes the love of your soul freely. Poem.
Boy, boss man. Boss.
She approaches me eloquently. She approaches me eloquently as if carried by air. A gentle breeze lifts her, causing motion in silken curtains. Candles lit, they flicker as the glow of the room slowly darkens. The way she walks spoke of long, exhausting, sensuous tales. Levitation. She levitated, communicating with me telepathically of a musical lover's escapade that would soon be made. Sexual musical interlude. She bends the shaft of my being, the way she takes up residency seated upon me. Veins swole to full capacity. I'm about to blow out an artery. Give her a cream bath, hands full of her ass. Fuck these silk sheets, sweating profusely. Her grip, the way she's gripping me, got my heart beating rapidly. Mine rod dripping, sappy seed. She be the audience that I spit this piece to see. She hears me speak and understands it. Says that she loves my cadence, the vibrato in it. She then takes her hand and rubs it along the length of my microphone's stand. Shit. The mic, she makes me drop it. Head full of her lips. Lost my grip, head tilted back in response to her musicianship. She plays me like a cello. Her tongue tickling like soft winds whispering sweet little nothings. She blows upon me like I'm a bugle. Hello, back arch completely, loving this symphony, the way that she conducts, orchestrates the music she makes, the sounds that her thighs create as they clap under my weight. Sweep the sounds of the rhythm of her percussions, accompanied by my woodwind instrument. Holding her like a precious violin, fingers fingering her inner things, her strings vibrating acoustically, fiddling accordingly on key, each tone in tune. Grand is her piano, nibbling her earlobes. She's moaning now in high notes
as I tickle her ivories. Only the black notes, though. Each stroke, I love the music, yo. See, the visuals that my artistic mind paints love is the brush. I have no control over what it creates. These abstract bits of sensuality, only silken coating drying, oily silken coatings drying on a canvas, undried yet. Her ink lies wet up against me. For real.
Just Jay.
Bro said he about to blow out an artery.
Yes.
It bugles though.
As your tsunami addict juices roll on to my shores, littering my seafloor with foam, proof of the storm that rolled through the valleys of your land and deep in your breaks. Your breaks. Now just a crag dripping, a line seeping, a split throbbing, evidence of a heart beating. While your love twists like jaws of a snake after a huge meal. Watching this is ASMR at its finest. As your once solid form lays like putty, spritz with misty dew, glinting, exaggerating your muscle twitches. Even your nipples have de-erected and lay flat to the flesh in the final salute to a job well done. Boom.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Y'all brought the fire. Y'all brought the fire. That was amazing. Thank you, poets. Thank you, poets. King, Poetic, Perla Negro, Javi, Bossman, Just Jay, Adrian. I think we might have lost you, but thank you, too. Yeah, that was dope. That was very dope. Thank you all for joining us. All right. Well, the countdown is begun. The Blog Talk lady is, you know, on her stuff. Area code is 319-527-6300. And hit that one to be heard if you want to join us into the overtime hour. All right. Thank you, guys. It looks like, in the spirit, in Epiphany's way, no poet is ever to be left behind. So I'm going to mute everyone's mic and bring on our next caller. All right. King, are you still there with me?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the building.
All right. Perfect. That was so dope. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even dope. This is flies, motherfucking kite.
It sure was. Woo, I loved it. But when the bugle, though, that's all I'm going to say, is the bugle almost had me on the floor. Awesome.
Yeah, well, every piece was... I can get you higher.
Right. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah,
okay, before we get... Yes. Before we get going, I'm going to bring our next caller on the mic. Let's see who we have here.
All right.
All right, area code 540. Is this who I think it is?
Who you think it is?
Is this Mr. Automatic Charismatic?
Yes, it is.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. You just missed an amazing speed round, but... no poet left behind. We're in the overtime hour. We're in the overflow, and we would still love to hear the energy that you bring to the topic of people, places, and things. Do you have a piece ready for us tonight?
I tell you what, play a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give me a title to a poem, and that's going to be my poem.
give you a title to a poem.
Whatever title you give me.
How about King, help me out here.
Super Moon.
What do you think would be a good title? Super Moon. Ooh. How's that one?
Super Moon.
Yeah. Super Moon.
Yeah. Right now. So feel afraid, right, brother.
It's in my animal instinct. Okay. It's in my animal instinct. Natural behavior. When the flavor is part of my nature. I came like a man on a mission. She came like she needed recognition. Knocking on the door like an elevator. Maybe we go up and down like an escalator. When I heard her tongue twist like the wind, like a swirl. She's my favorite word that those tongues me again, and it's her that super moan had me like a cyclone. Want me go ahead and fulfill her end zone. This is a time in every minute, and can she feel what's real, what's solid? I gave her knowledge. So I said, let me give her the exposure. Let me moist her choice, and let me listen to her voice once again, like an opera sound, like everything is going down. You see, her moans had me crying into a wetness down the elevator shaft. She had the back draft. She was so timid in every minute, and every time I paid that visit, it was so exquisite. I said, how are you doing? She said, keep on pursuing, because those super moans was like Superman with the super plan. And she said, keep on hitting it again and again. I exercised my tongue. I made her feel like she was very young, like a time travel. Or maybe I'm just that king of my castle. Maybe I'm holding the queen, and maybe my tongue is doing major things, and maybe my tongue is totally obscene, doing dangerous. Nothing's going to change. Well, let me explain. I was looking it so good that I gave her a migraine. She said, damn, but let me go ahead and entertain you with that super moan. Grow me. Grow me with the growth. It was good for us both. Now we take notice, now we take focus, now we know that it's not hopeless, because I'll have you speaking in tongues. And I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about that work. I'm talking about the fanatic research. I'm talking about going so deep into your Grand Canyon that you can only imagine that I gave you the passion and everything. It's like it's so real, it's so beautiful, you call it fashion. It's so deep. Right to your purse. Damn it, I may feel good like all in your universe. But once again, you gave me a plan. Once again, you gave me applause. And while I feel like I'm good and grown, you made me smile with that super moan. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, Jake is in the morning, probably in dry.
Right now, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. Woo!
Under the blood moon. Blood moon flow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that piece.
Appreciate that.
All right, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. I'm going to turn you over to King.
All right, my brother. All right, thanks. Send you back. I'm going to send you back there to Kalinda with the drinks and everybody else. I just spit their poetry tonight.
Oh, yes. That's all I can plan to me.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself, brother.
I can't drink too much. I'm traveling to America right now. I can't drink too much.
I can't drink too much right now. You can't have the hard things, I mean. drink the light shit. Soda. You know what I mean? Well, they got some coffee back too, brother. Stay up while you're on the road.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. I got three coffees. Be on my best behavior.
There you
okay.
go, light.
All right. One love,
right.
one mic.
One love,
one, love,
one mic.
One mic.
Man, King. Woo.
I know.
It's going down tonight. So we are in the overflow. What do you think we could do from here?
We play a song.
One play a song? All right.
It was good to play a song.
I got you.
Vibes, baby, vibes.
The vibes, yeah. Yes, indeed.
You know, I love vibes. You know how I feel about vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know, I know. Okay, I'm trying to find a perfect song for that very idea. I'm stalling till Blog Talk pulls up my show list, my music list. All right. When we come back, do you want to set another piece for us?
No, we good.
You good? Okay. All right, so we're going to take it out with the song?
We're going to take it out with the song.
All right. Well, to everybody that's called in tonight, Poetic, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, my diva, La Perla Negra, and Miss VIP, C34 Music. Who else do we have on the line? Just Jay. Who else do we have on the line? King, help me out.
Boss Man.
Mojave. Yes, Mojave for sure. Everybody that joins us tonight and shares your beautiful Danielle, La Perla Negra, VIP. Mm-hmm. I think that rounds it out. If we forgot anybody, we are certainly sorry. We love you all and we appreciate all of the love and support. Tune in next week, 9 p.m. We'll be here with good vibes and good poetry for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And thank you, King, for holding it down with me.
Well, I thank you. I couldn't be standing next to nobody more better.
Oh, I love you. Oh, and by the way, if anybody else to keep the vibes going, we have all of the lineup on Epiphany Radio starts at 9 p.m. sharp. Tomorrow night is the War Council. But before War Council, at 8 p.m., you could join us on the Let's Talk Network. Either on Facebook Live or YouTube for the Poetry Corner, right? And tomorrow night we're going to be featuring.
You're going to be featuring Faith Brown.
Faith Brown, that's right. She's going to be joining us on the mic. And if anyone else would like to come through and bless the mic with us, just reach out to myself or to King Atterbury, and we'll be more than happy to, you know, get you queued in. All right. And as always, one love, one mic, everybody.
One love, one mic.
It's a new piece by Kendrick Lamar off of his new album. It's called Rich Spirit. We're going to take it out with that one. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for, cause you bitches ain't never been cool. Writing testament, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite universal ship. I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip, fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu, more than 2 M's for a show, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich nigga, broke phone, trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting.
see morality, the way feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face as my thoughts grow sacredly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get a shit away. The aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might make a lose ya. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IG, I get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya, love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fast as fuck. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fast as fuck. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We dress up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, I don't rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Hey, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Hey, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Hey, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo chips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth and high pursuit, 200 lives. Rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song.